one thing we didn't discuss yet, I mean, whatever, one thing we discussed earlier was the Indian of the of Sukkos is where we mahade. Chanukah and Sukkos is where we mahade be mitzvahs. Right? Sukkah, Lulav HaGozel, and Lulav HaYovish, Esrog HaYovish, it's all possible because of Zeh Kedim Aveyu. And Chanukah is also the beginning of Mahadrim and Amitzvah, the Mahadrim and Amitzvah, the Mahadrim and Mahadrim. In other words, the sod is that you're looking at the Olam, Shlomo HaMelech says, the end of Mishli, Shekha Achein Vehebel HaYofi. Right? Where's Eishes Chayil? Eishes Chayil is in Mishli. Yeah? Why is this possible? It's Mamish the last Sukkah of Mishli. Why is it at the end of Mishli? Because the Mishli means it's a Moshe. A mashal means that don't get impressed with a mashal, because the mashal is not the real thing. I'm only giving you a mashal so that you should be able to see through the mashal and get to the nimshal. A guy goes to the shuk and he sees mamish, he sees these beautiful orange peels. He says, "Whoa, give me a ton of those oranges." The guy says, "Why? What do you see them? Oh, yeah, such a sparkling peel." He says, "A peel? You're going to peel the peel and put it in the garbage. What are you looking at the beauty of the peel for?" So the whole olam hazeh is a mashal. Shlomo HaMelech, he wrote a Sefer Keheles and a Sefer Mishli. Sefer Mishli is a Sefer to explain you that the whole Olam Hazeh is all a Moshel. It's all a Moshel. Right? And the end of that Moshel, is Shekha Achein Vehevel HaYofi. Don't get caught onto the Moshel itself. The Moshel itself, that's Havel HaVolim. Shekha Achein Vehevel HaYofi. Whole Olam Hazeh is all Havel HaVolim. You've got to go into the inside. When you look at the Sukkah from the outside, you don't see anything beautiful. Forget it. What's the schach made from psoilus gurim v'yekiv? From the outside, it's all psoilus. You walk into the inside of the sukkah, it doesn't say you're supposed to buy a beautiful schach. It doesn't say you're supposed to buy mamish, gorgeous flowers. It says psoilus gurim v'yekiv. Because the outside, what you're going to see in the sukkah from the outside, is that you can make the walls out of anything. And when you go into the inside, there you see the decorations. On the outside, it's all ugly. And inside, what were the Yevonim? The beauty, with the external beauty of the world. So that's the vort. The vort is, the hachone is, don't get caught up. Don't get caught up by chitzoniistic of beauty. Don't get caught up by anything chitzoniistic. Because it's all only, the whole world is a mashal. A mashal always means what's in the chitzoni, the nimshal is inside. So the whole mashal, the whole bria is only a mashal. And that's hevel avonim. That's mamish hevel avonim. That's mamish shekha achein vehevel hayofi. You got to look what's inside. So the main sukkos is a hachone for chanukah. Sukkos is the hachana. Sukkah gets where we makbid and mdaktik in the inin of yoifi. And that's like a hachana for Chanukah. So Chanukah is where really we have the challenge in where we see yoifi. Do you see yoifi in mitzvahs? Do you see the beauty in mitzvahs? Or do you see the yoifi on the outside? That's one of the connections between Sukkah and between things. The other zach is, as we discussed before, the whole inyan of the yofi. When you see the yofi of maisa mitzvahs, is then you see the chokhmah. And then you see, what's chokhmah's chitzoinis? What's chokhmah's pnimius? What is chokhmah's chitzoinis mean? Chokhmah's chitzoinis means where it's outside, it doesn't have an impact on your inside. That's what chokhmah's chitzoinis means. It's chitzoinistic, so it doesn't have an impact. So there, chokhmah's chitzoinis, the yevonim had a chokhmah's chitzoinis. But when you met a yevoni in the street, you met him in a restaurant, so that's Aristotle, and when they saw Aristotle eating, they said, "You're the Aristotle?" He says, "No, not when I'm eating." That's what he said. In other words, the sod is that's chokhmah's chitzoinis, where you're gewalting a chokhmah, but it doesn't go into you. It's not shaykh. You're maisim, you don't see any chokhmah in the maisim. Chokhmah stays in me. In Yiddishkeit, it's just the opposite. In Yiddishkeit, the ikk is to show the beauty of the maisim mitzvahs. Because that shows that the chokhmah penetrates. That shows that it's chokhmah's pnimius. That the chokhmah makes an impact. The chokhmah makes an impact. And when the chokhmah makes an impact on the person, that's chokhmah. That's chokhmah's pnimius. So that's the ikk of Chanukah. The ikk of Chanukah is to be mahader in the ma'isa mitzvahs, to show that the chokhmah has such an impact on us that our ma'isim are beautiful, our midas are beautiful, our ma'isim are beautiful. That's what Chanukah is all about, and that's keneged the Yevonim. The Yevonim were intellects, but Torah chas v'shalom must be learned as intellectual. Torah is learned that our midas change, our maisim change, and therefore Sukkos is that the other answer. Sukkos is preparing us to be miyapa our mitzvahs. It's all a hachana that all our maisim should be beautiful. All the maisim should be beautiful. That's why Sukkos is again. It's a mitzvah. Sukkos is the tzilidim and the mitzvah. Sukkos is the orah makiv. It's the greatest moichin. And yet, open the shulchan aruch. What's this mitzvah sukkah? She oichel besukkah, shoyser besukkah, sleeping in the sukkah, metayel besukkah. That's a mitzvah of sukkah. Sukkah is the orah makiv. Again, sukkah should be a thing. You shouldn't eat. You shouldn't drink. You shouldn't go for a walk in the sukkah. Should be taking in the orah makiv. Right? The sukkah is the Ora Makiv. The Arba Minim is taking the Ora Makiv into the Ora Pnim. And finish, what's it going to do? Maisim. The Torah says, you always see, whenever there's a ribuy of Chachma, you always see there's a ribuy of mitzvahs. But which mitzvahs? Beautiful mitzvahs. To show you that the mitzvahs make some more, they can impact. That's the Chachma of Torah. That's Chachma Leki. When the mitzvahs make an impact, it's not Chachma's Chitzoinis. Yiddishkeit is Chachma's Pnimius. And a person who learns Torah, and the Torah doesn't have an impact on him, in a certain degree, Chas v'Shalom, it's also a dargo of Chachmas, a Ke'ilu, a dargo of Chachmas of Tzoynis. It's not secular, it's not Limud Echoil, it's Torah Akdosha, but if it doesn't have an impact, then it's a Bechina, to a certain degree, it's a Bechina of Chitzoynis. The person finishes after a nice long Seder, right? A nice Seder and comes home, so he should eat with Mekedusha, because he has to show that the Chachma is a Chachma Pnimius. But if he dives into his food when he comes home, so then it's Chachma's Chitzoya, Ke'ilu, Chas v'Shalom, not called a Chachma's Chitzoya, but it's a Bechina of not having an impact. That's the beauty. Mahadim, Mahadrim, Mahadrim and Amitzes, Mahadir, Mahadir, Hamaisim are beautiful. That shows on a Chachma. That's Mamish the vote we said before. That's where the Raglaim, it penetrates Mamish till the Raglaim. Yaakov Yud, which is Chachma, and Akev. You've got to see the Yud and the Akev together. You can't split them up. In the Greeks, she chopped his head off. Why? And the Greeks were just the head. That was all. As soon as he got to the neck, there was no Chachma left anymore. So Yehudis chopped his head off and showed his head. Here, take your head. You guys don't need more than a head. That's why the Greeks don't need more than a head. The Chachomim, they need a head, but don't need the rest. Oh, but that's right. But Yaakov is Yud Akev, and that's why these parishes are the parishes of Birurim that Yaakov was making. Yosef Tzadik is already the Bechina of Yisod, which is bringing the Roish down to the Maisa, bring the Roish down to the Maisa Bepoel. Bring the Roish down to the Maisa Bepoel. That's the Bechina of Yosef Tzadik. Yaakov took it all the way. Yaakov's the Ferris. He takes it down to the Bechina of the waist. So that's the whole, the Roish and the Guf. And then Yosef Tzadik takes it to the Bechina of Netzach of Yisod. And then eventually to Malchus. These are these parishes. It's going to go all the way through. And that's what we discussed before. That's the Kavona. Havai Eka, Havai Lekim, Havai Adn. It's going to go all the way through. Moyach, Midas, and thing. That's the Koyach. And that's what we all have to be yearn for. That Yidin should be beautiful. That's the Chin of Sheker Achim HaYerifi. The Yivonim was Mamish HaMoshel. Yivonim is a Moshel. It's also a Chelik of Torah. Yachter Lekim HaYefes, V'yishkan Ba'ol HaShem. So it's a Chelik of Yavon. Yavon is Yefes. It's a Chelik of Yefes. That's also a chelik of Torah. Which part of Torah? Mishli. the mashal of Torah. Father, they have a certain koyach of Torah, but it's a mashal to the Torah. In other words, they can only be masik. Right? It's called the I think it says in the Sifrei Kabbalah, it says that ke'ilu, that the nigla is ke'ilu mashal to the nigla. Everything in Torah is ke'ilu the mashal to what's deeper than it. So they correspond to the bechina of the yoifi of the outside. However, a person's got to know that the ikka yoifi lies in the yisod, the ikka yoifi lies in the pnimius. And on the day that the hiddur of the maisa mitzvahs, that brings in the pnimius. Godel Talmud, shemevili de maisa. It doesn't go otherwise. Maisa godel, Talmud godel, shemevili de maisa. Right, and that's why Eishas Chayil, that same Eishas Chayil that says, shekachem hevel yoifi, says, v'soyras chesed al ha-shoyna. It's got to be Torah's chesed. Torah's chesed is lulmoid al manos lalamid, to bring on weiter, to bring on further. It's got to be the avoider is. It's got to be an avoider of going weiter, doing something with it. Bring me elamais. That's the bechinah. That's what Shlomo Melech is doing. That's the sod. Shlomo Melech was malchus. Shlomo Melech wanted to marry the Ishmitzris. He married the person. When you're dealing with being miyap and maisim, you've got to be careful. That's directly coming from the chachma. You can't just say I'm going to do anything and I'm going to make it beautiful. You've got to be careful. This morning I gave a shit somewhere, so we're talking about the tzaddik, tzidkas tzaddik. He says, what's the difference between Toma, Yud and Toma, it's the same as Yosef and Eishes Petifa, what's a chiluk, right? Rashi says, the Lashon, v'lerotza lishkov liyos ima, Rashi says, liyos ima ba'olam ba. So how do you lamshat? How does the world lamshat? He didn't want to burn in Gehenna with her, yeah? He didn't want to be in her, but the tzaddik says, what does it say in Rashi? Olam Abba, doesn't say Gehenna, it says Olam Abba. It says Yosef was margish b'ruach kotcha that he's building Mashiach ben Yosef. This is his mamid, the Ephraim ben Asher, this is his mamid Mashiach ben Yosef from it. Abba, it's an Aveira. We've got to be careful. It's an Aveira, it's Nus. He's giving up on Olam Abba. He also felt that if he does Nus with her, he's going to get Olam Abba. Lias Ima, Olam Abba, Takin Olam Abba, because he's mamid Shvatim from her. And the whole Nitzchis is going to come out. Oh, but you got to be careful. A mice is going to be a beautiful mice. It can't be a mice's nusa. She was a rosh. She was a nothing. Meshes Potifa. So to be mischaber with a rosha, with a shiksa, with a wicked, with a woman with a low life. That's not a yiddish mice. He also refrained from doing it. Toma was a tzadekus. The mice of Yehuda, but Toma was a mice with sneers. That was a beautiful mice. That mice was okay. And the mice of Yehuda and Yosef, that's where the Tzadik brings down a yisod from there, that you mustn't be mischabe with Rishom, even if you want to bring out the biggest tachlis from him. You can't be mischabe. They're ugly. A Yid's mice have to be beautiful mice. Yid mustn't be mischabe with it. Yid realizes that his whole attitude, his whole. A Yid can't live with a Rosh Hashanah. You know, the Goy eats breakfast like this, a Goy walks like this. Yid can't be mischaber. It's disgusting. A Yid, everything he does is beautiful. That's the sod. The mixture that there was now between the Yidin and the Hellenists is because the Yevonim, Keilu were beautiful, so the Yidin looked up at them. Oh, but the Emes is, it's disgusting. The Emes is ugly. When it comes to the mitzvah and the Torah, which is the greatest Kedusha, which is the mitzvah of Puruvu, which is the greatest Kedusha, it's the greatest Yichud, yeah? And the Yid make out of it, it's the first mitzvah in the Torah, the Yid make out of it the greatest Kedusha, and there, they're mamish menuvolin. And that's why they made the Gzera, right? Whoever gets married has to be boiled first, has to have znus first. They took something which by Yidin is mamish beautiful, even though it seems mamish external, but it's a pnimi stikazak, it's a beautiful mitzvah by Yidin. And what did they do with it? They mamish wanted to be matam to mitzvah, because that's the good for the same sod, that they wanted to show that, you know, maisim, yeah, you know, once you, when you're indulging, so forget about your chokhmah. That's the sod. Oh, but we forget the meisim. The more gashmis they look, the more yichudim they are, the more heilig they are, the more kodesh kodshim they are. For us, there's a kodesh kodshim. That's the kav between the Yid and a goy. And that was the havana. That was how they were mavdil themselves from the yavonim. Once they saw the external, it's all external by the yavonim. Tzachim's chetzoynis. Because then you mamish, however nice, however beautiful they make the world look, you cannot mix and you cannot mingle with them together. All the noy in the whole world, as not it's when it's machnia itself to Yiddishkeit, so then it forget, then it brings out all the yoifi is coming from somewhere. The yoifi of Yavan also comes from Yefes. So Yavan was the son of Yefes, but Kolzman it's nichna to Torah, nichna to Likus. So then it's there to show the godless Likus. As soon as you sever it from that, you make your own yoifi out of it. So then it's chetzonius. But Avadam, that's the whole sod. We said before, Chanuk is hoid. Hoid is hoidah. The tachas of Chanuk is all omas oilam a moida. A moida that everything comes from a Likus. When the moida that everything comes from a Likus. So then faked, and we use it all. Faked, and we use it. And it's taka got a mokem in Kedusha. That's this netzach and this hoid. Netzach is when you have an opposing force and you have to be menatzeach. Right, you got to crush. Hoid is when there's no need to crush. Right, that's the Yevonim stayed kings. The Yevonim stayed the king, but they were machnia to Klal Yisrael. They were machnia. They let the Yidden get on with it. They were nichna to Klal Yisrael. Like Achashverosh was nichna to the Kedusha. Was nichna to Mordechai, and his son built the second Beis Hamikdash. The Malchus is there. The Malchus is there, but the Malchus is nichna. That's Beseder. Fakir. That's the Tachlis. That's the Tachlis of the Yosef Lohu.